Good morning. This is Kerry King with Slayer, joining the PCS podcast today. Thank you for joining us. Here's your host.
Wow. What a great reception. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Quiet down, please. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Oh man, what a wonderful ovation from the crowd. We're here at AT&T Stadium in downtown San Diego today, broadcasting. Got Slayer behind me. They're playing me in. It's a wonderful day here in pinball, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on the Pinball and Cool Stuff podcast. This is Ian Rodriguez, and today we are talking about a few things. Godzilla. I was going to say Godfather, but I don't think that would be a very good pinball game. No, Godfather would kind of stink. The movies are overhyped, if you ask me. I don't know if you're a huge Godfather fan, but I've watched all three of them. The first one was kind of cool. The story itself, I think it would read better as a book instead of and doesn't play well as a movie. So I think reading the book, it would be interesting. But the movies just weren't interesting. Call me crazy, and I think I'm pretty, I'm alone on that opinion. But I'm just not interested by those movies and the mafia intrigue. It's weird how crime and that sort of life and those types of stories are such hot themes. Crime and violence and, you know, gangsters and whatnot. But not a huge fan of that type of theme necessarily. I never saw a lot of Sopranos. A couple of the crime shows I've watched are Dexter and Breaking Bad. But Breaking Bad I wouldn't watch again. Just wasn't that good. It was cool, it was fun, it was interesting, but it wasn't like a rewatch. Whereas Dexter I've watched twice now. So anyway, to pinball. All right, everybody, so let's go over this. All right, so I did a Godzilla sort of instant reaction, and now that I've seen the premium video by awesome BLM activist Deadflip, Jack the BLM Master Danger, I'm really happy to report that the premium does look pretty rad. So let me start with some of the bad. I think the art, and the main complaint is the art. I think the art is pretty bad. When you get close to the game and see that screenshot over the top of the playfield, that is, it's just not discernible and distinguished from other pieces that Zombie Yeti's done. So unfortunately, I don't understand the direction there, and I've said it before, but the art really is the weak link here. All right. Also, that bridge on the premium, the collapsing bridge, it didn't do a lot for me. And when you look at it in the gameplay video, you realize that it's kind of like, I don't know, cheap looking. It sort of has one end down and one end up, and it's supposed to be flat like a normal bridge, right? A flat driving surface. But it's clearly not aligned or something because it looks really janky. It looks kind of like an old spooky game that they just kind of threw together and released. In fact, probably a new spooky game too. But that's sort of the underwhelming parts of it. And the light, I guess the sound package I hear is great. Jerry Thompson did it, but I didn't get a chance to really hear a lot of it because I was busy writing notes while I was watching the gameplay stream. All right, so let's get right into the good stuff. Man, every model has the upper left flipper, and this thing is absolutely brilliant. Really, really cool. There's a nice, long, repeatable loop on that shot from the upper flipper. So, like Maiden, you'll have a real chance to really rep out a bunch of repeat shots with that upper flipper. And that's really exciting. That's why Maiden, a third of the reason why Maiden is so good is because that loop is repeatable. And if you get five or six hot loops on that, you are just in pinball nirvana. So, yeah, the upper flipper is repeatable loop shot. I don't know if that upper flipper accesses the right ramp. It's kind of like upper ramp over there on the right side, middle to right side. But it looks like it kind of will if you try it. Kind of like Avengers has that ramp that is accessible by the upper flipper. This upper flipper is much better than Avengers' upper flipper, for the record, in my opinion. I just think it was better thought out. It's not such a such a flail shot as the upper flipper sort of is on Avengers. But the upper flipper on Avengers is pretty rad. It's just, I don't love it as much as I love the Godzilla one. The magnet up there that holds the ball above the flipper feeds it directly into the upper flipper, which again is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Man, I don't know if there's an aspect of any Keith Ellman game to date that is cooler than that magnet sort of setup that they did there, and the magnet sort of hold with that gigantic round sort of cylinder magnet. I don't know if any feature that Elman's ever envisioned is cooler than that. So that, seriously, that's a reason to buy a Godzilla right there. I just think it's super cool, super interesting, very, very well done, very well done. The inner loop feed is, let's see, one shot. So, I guess the inner loop shot off the upper left flipper is the only shot off the upper left flipper, presumably. Because nobody made the ramp shot on that stream. So you have one shot, and then there's like a late shot off the upper left flipper that kind of goes down to the right. But that seemed like only Keith Elman could hit that shot. So that's one of the downers about the upper flipper, is it seems to have one shot that's repeatable loop, and then that's kind of it. But still a neat shot, and a great flipper. And that magnet just kills it, so it's awesome. The spinner behind the upper left flipper is brilliant. And that's also the shooter skill shot out of the shooter lane. So if you plunge it just right, it rainbows over the upper left flipper and back behind it through that spinner lane, which is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I'm really excited to shoot that. And I'm really excited about hitting that left spinner behind the flipper there. It's nowhere near as close to the flippers as the left spinner on Iron Maiden, but it's really, really cool. Kind of like how the Iron Maiden spinner, you hit the spinner and immediately hit like a little ball guide that flips the ball to the right, just like that on this game again. Really cool, and it feels really good when you hit that spinner shot on Maiden. So I'm imagining that spinner shot on Godzilla will be absolutely righteous for the same reasons, and it'll be more hittable and much more accessible than the Maiden spinner, because the Maiden spinner is in a very tough spot. You really got to know what you're doing. All right, so there's two spinners on the game, as you know, and that's really cool. The building in the middle is a really neat toy. Very, very interesting toy. I'm very, very impressed by that. Even on the Pro, it looks cool, and it does things with the ball. So I'm excited by that. But there is a center drain issue on the game related to that building. You miss it, it's going center drain. SDTM. So beware. A lot of people were commenting on it, like, oh, this is a drain machine. This pinball... This Godzilla game is literally just a drain monster. And I liken it unto Wonka for the left pop, upper left pop drains that you always get for no reason. It's kind of a drain monster that way. So you've got kind of a drain machine on your hands here, but it does not do anything to take away from the enjoyment of the game. All right, so the upper, sort of like mid playfield right side pop bumper is very cool. I don't know if that's Keith Elwin's first pop bumpers since Maiden. I don't know if Jurassic Park did. Avengers did not. Anyway, it's a single pop. It is super cool. I love that it's there. Really cool. Really neat. I like that they're changing the position of these pops now to where they actually play into the game and create an effect on the game. That's important. Now, I've always said the pops, if they don't do anything to randomize the game and create some chaos near the flippers, they shouldn't be in a game. They shouldn't just be in there because they're way up in the high spot where they don't do anything, they don't affect your reaction or any sort of gameplay experience. This is a brilliant move. Keith Elwin, 1,000% stoked on the mid-playfield right side pop bumper all by itself. All by itself. It's just right by the scoop, too, and the little, like, behind shot to the right of it. So to the left of the pop is the scoop. To the right is the little, like, inner feed, which kind of goes by the shooter lane. And so if you want to hit that scoop, you're taking a risk. You might hit the pop and drain. Might have to pop and score. I don't know. But it's really cool. I love that. I love that. That scoop placement is perfect too. All right. So let's see. Plunge. So the plunge is really cool over to the upper flipper. I mentioned that before. It's a really cool rainbow shot. I love that beautiful precision that they used to design that. Very excited by that. And I can't believe how cool that skill shot is behind the upper left flipper. So the building lock on the premium is brilliant. It kind of rises and falls to start the multi-ball. I hearken back to Johnny Mnemonic by Williams years and years ago, which was a game I own, to where that multi-ball stashes, the glove stashes the balls in the matrix, and then the matrix tips over and dumps the balls on you for multi-ball. Really, really neat. In this case, the balls dump off of the roof of the building onto the playfield and feed into the multi-ball. And so now you have GNR with a ball dump. You have Godzilla with a ball dump. And that's brilliant. More three or four ball dumps are the better. All right, six balls on GNR, of course. But I like when the ball is captured, stays there until you release it via, you know, lock three or whatever. And then here comes the giant, the ball dump. It's great. It's really cool. physical ball locks are always better than virtual ball locks. So I guess in the pro model, you don't get a physical ball lock, okay, whatsoever. So you get a virtual ball lock, and then it starts firing balls out, kind of like Iron Maiden does if you have a pro model for that one. Will this game be game of the year? I think, honestly, I think it will be. I don't know how in the world anybody can compete with this unless Cactus Canyon is a absolute barn burner. Very well may be a barn burner, but I think it'll get game of the year because the layout is absolutely brilliant. I think it's like Iron Maiden. I think it's definitely, it might be a better game than Iron Maiden, honestly, as far as layout's concerned. I think it very well could be, and I'll talk about that in a second, but he won game of the year with Maiden, and I think he'll win game of the year with this game because the layout is just impeccable. It's well thought out, it's smart, it's unique, it creates just a unique experience for the player, very much the same as Iron Maiden, and it's something we haven't seen from Stern, so... Not to mention the game is absolutely packed for pro level or premium. So you get a lot of playfield action, a lot of playfield features for the money. So I think game of the year, hands down, even though Godzilla to me is a bizarre theme. Godzilla doesn't resonate with me. And how many people do you know who are talking even once a year or twice a year about Godzilla? I just want to ask you that. I don't know a single person in my life, and I don't believe I've met a soul on this earth who has said, oh my gosh, Godzilla is like my favorite thing. Have you ever met anybody who's like, oh man, Godzilla is my favorite thing? Kind of like how someone might say, oh dude, I love Fight Club, the movie. It's such a cool movie. I love Dazed and Confused. Such a cool movie. I love Back to the Future. Great movie. Dumb and Dumber. I've met like 8,000 people who've talked about Dumb and Dumber like it's the funniest thing in the world. And I think it's one of the best movies ever made. I've never heard anybody in ever that I've ever met say, Godzilla is like one of my top five movies. So it's weird. Are they going for like the Asian audience here? Are they trying to expand market in Asia where everybody loves Godzilla or is actually aware of it? I don't know, but it's to me, it's a United States appeal is so limited. I don't know. It seems super like bizarre why Godzilla would be like, oh man, this is America, right? This is an American made perfect, you know, cookie cutter theme for Americans to love. I don't know. Nothing like Avengers, nothing like Spider-Man. Nothing like AC/DC, where everybody knows AC/DC, everybody knows Spider-Man, Superman, Avengers. To me, it's like not anybody I know has ever expressed any passion for Godzilla. So, weird decision. So let's get into this discussion about Iron Maiden versus Godzilla. And my ego is out the window right now, all right? I think Iron Maiden is top five game of all time, maybe top three. This game, based on just looking at the premium, looks like it's better than Iron Maiden. And I don't mean the theme and the art or the music or the sound. I just mean the gameplay, the playfield layout. That's it, okay? All right, it's got more shots. I think if you count the shots on Godzilla, you're beating Maiden by at least two, maybe three or four. I haven't counted everything, but just by the, like, 30,000-foot view, I think you've got three shots more than Maiden at a minimum. It's got much better lights, far better toys. The building is killer. The premium has the bridge collapsing and the ball lock up top and the Magna Godzilla and the, you know, the pop bumper interaction. Much more toys. Much better ramps than Maiden. The only ramp I might argue with is the left ramp on Maiden, which is a really cool shot with the tomb entrance. But really, I think overall there's better ramps on Godzilla. Plus the returns of these ramps are more unique. You get crossover, the playfield wire forms. And I love crossover wire forms, and I think the feeds and the returns are better than in Maiden. Maiden ramps feed and return a lot like Metallica ramps, which loop, you shoot left ramp, it loops back, goes left flipper. Right ramp, same exact thing, right flipper. So it's very conventional. I think this is much better than thinking outside the box and expanding the bomb a little bit to give you more play field, or excuse me, pinball, ball path interest, I guess. More interesting ball paths. All right, the magnet grab is awesome. Nothing on Maiden can match that. As on Godzilla. The pop is awesome. The pops on Maiden are really cool, but I will not say that single pop over there is... It may be a tie, man, because really the Maiden pops are killer. They're perfectly placed. They integrate into the game well. And Godzilla just... It might be a tie. So there's a tie there. Honestly, I've heard people say that the Pro is terrible. I think Kaneda mentioned, don't get a Pro. You have to get a Premium. But I'm going to look at the Pro gameplay, and I'll judge for myself. But man... If I had $5,000 or $6,000 laying around, it'd be hard not to buy a Pro. It'd be really hard. But for $9,000 for a Premium, I think you're begging, unless you just got that kind of money to mess around with, and some people do, and that's cool. So I hope you enjoy your Godzilla if you get a Premium or LE coming up soon. But Pro might just be the way because you're missing that magnet Godzilla, which I have no interest in. You're missing the collapsing bridge, which I have no interest in, or very little. And then you're missing the ball lock, which is kind of cool to dump off the building. I think that's the one thing that I'll miss if I get a Pro. But yeah, to be honest, the Pro looks like a decent bargain. If you can get it for $6,000 all the way, if I can find a deal like that, brand new in box, $6,000, it might be just put it on the credit card and let it rip. All right, so Iron Maiden, where does Iron Maiden win? Easily, Iron Maiden beats the hell out of Godzilla on art, like by 100 times. And sound. So sound, obviously, Maiden, if you're a metalhead, it's all you. The sound package by Jerry Thompson there is the best I've ever heard on any game, flat out. Best voice work, best music, best sound effects, best pop sound, best everything sound. Spinner, my favorite. And it's just hands down, better sound package, better art package. The two loops off the upper right flipper on Maiden is a big bonus over Godzilla. And the mini upper loop in Maiden is repeatable. Honestly, you can if you're fast enough. So that's cool. It's actually three loop shots. One on the left flipper, on the upper left flipper, and two off the upper right flipper. So you got three repeatable loop shots off the upper flippers. And there are two upper flippers, as we all know. All right, so the upper flippers dominate for Maiden versus Godzilla. All right, is it Maiden? I don't know. It's kind of hard to compare Godzilla with Maiden because the bomb is so much higher for Godzilla, and the price obviously is. So you are comparing, like, let's say, Wizard of Oz versus, you know, Led Zeppelin. It's not really fair. And honestly, for Stern, it's not even fair to compare Godzilla to Led Zeppelin or Mandalorian or even Stranger Things at this point. Because Godzilla has so much more and offers so much more to the player. It is 100 times better than all of those games, and I don't even need to play it to verify that. But I am excited. Come out to the Riverside Game Lab, everybody, and come play with me. I will hope to see you there. I've got some tokens laying around in my truck. Middle console right now, so I'm hoping to go burn some cash out there and have a killer time playing the Godzilla Pro that should be arriving very shortly. Pros are shipping, so hold your breath. Here comes the monster. Here she comes. All right, everybody, listen, I've got to get going, got to go pick up my son. I appreciate you joining me, and I want you to have a great day. It is Thursday, what is it, October 7th already? Well, we'll see what happens, but anyway, have a great weekend. If you don't hear from me, I'm hoping to see the Godzilla Pro video soon enough. I'll be back online then. God bless y'all. Have a good one.